In Islam, hadith, the sayings, actions, and approvals of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, plays a crucial role in guiding the daily lives and practices of Muslims. While the Quran is the primary source of Islamic law and theology, the hadith complements the Quran by providing detailed explanations and practical examples of how to implement its teachings. This article explores the significance of hadith in Islam, the methods used to verify their authenticity, and their indispensable role in shaping Islamic law, Sharia. The role of hadith in Islam complementing the Quran, practical implementation. The Quran provides the foundational principles and laws of Islam, while the hadith offers practical guidance on how to implement these principles in daily life. For instance, the Quran commands Muslims to pray, Salah, but it is the hadith that details the method of performing Salah, including the specific recitations and physical postures during prayer. Example of Salah, prayer, the call to prayer, Azan, the specific actions in prayer, standing, bowing, prostrating, and sitting, and the words to be recited in each position are all derived from hadith. Without hadith, Muslims would lack the detailed instructions needed to fulfill this fundamental act of worship. Providing detailed guidance, funerary practices. The Quran outlines the importance of respecting the deceased, but the hadith provides specific instructions on how to wash the body, shroud it in a coffin, and perform the funeral prayer, janazah. These detailed rituals are essential for ensuring that Islamic funerary practices are carried out correctly. Example of zakat, charity. The Quran commands Muslims to give zakat, but it is the hadith that specifies the types of wealth subject to zakat, the exact rates to be given, and the categories of recipients eligible to receive it. Establishing Sharia, Islamic law. Comprehensive legal system. Islamic law is based on both the Quran and the hadith. The hadith provides context and elaboration for the Quranic injunctions, helping scholars to derive legal rulings and establish a comprehensive legal system. Example of Sharia, the hadith contains detailed guidance on matters such as marriage, divorce, business transactions, and criminal justice, forming the basis for many aspects of Sharia law. Verifying the authenticity of hadith. Rigorous authentication process, isnad, chain of narration. One of the primary methods for verifying the authenticity of hadith is through the examination of the isnad, or the chain of narrators who transmitted the hadith. Each narrator in the chain is scrutinized for their reliability, character, and memory. Example of scrutiny, scholars meticulously study the biographies of each narrator to ensure they were trustworthy and did not have a history of lying or making mistakes in transmission. Classification of hadith, sahih, authentic. Hadith that have a reliable chain of narrators and are free from any defects are classified as sahih, authentic. These hadith are considered the most reliable and are used extensively in Islamic jurisprudence. Example of sahih hadith, collections such as Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim are renowned for their rigorous standards of authenticity and are highly respected in the Islamic world. Da'if, weak, hadith with questionable chains of narrators or other defects are classified as da'if, weak. While they may be used in certain contexts, they are not considered as authoritative as Sahih Hadith. Example of Da'if Hadith. Hadith scholars identify and classify weak narrations to ensure that they are not used as the primary basis for legal rulings. Scholarly efforts. Hadith collections. Renowned scholars such as Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawood, and others have dedicated their lives to collecting and authenticating Hadith. Their collections are the result of extensive travel, research, and critical analysis. Example of Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari is known for his stringent criteria for accepting hadith, resulting in one of the most respected hadith collections in Islam. The global adherence to hadith, universal practice, consistency across cultures, regardless of their geographical location, Muslims around the world follow the same practices derived from the hadith. From China to Indonesia, Pakistan to the USA, and Europe to Australia, Muslims perform Salah, fast during Ramadan, and give zakat in the same manner, demonstrating the universal application of hadith. Example of Ramadan, the practices of fasting during Ramadan, including the pre-dawn meal, sahur, and the breaking of the fast, iftar, are based on hadith and are observed consistently by Muslims globally. Preservation of teachings. Continuous transmission, The teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have been preserved through a continuous and unbroken chain of transmission. This ensures that the practices taught by the Prophet are followed accurately and authentically. Example of Hajj, the rituals of Hajj, including the Tawaf, circling the Kaaba, and the Sa'i, walking between Safa and Marwa, are detailed in Hadith and are performed by millions of Muslims each year with precise adherence to these instructions. Conclusion: the Hadith is indispensable in Islam, providing the practical details needed to implement the teachings of the Quran. The rigorous methods used to verify the authenticity of Hadith ensure that Muslims can confidently follow the practices and laws derived from them. The universal adherence to Hadith across diverse cultures underscores their significance and reliability. By preserving the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Hadith continues to guide Muslims in their daily lives, promoting a consistent and authentic practice of Islam.